Several weeks ago, we celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi, officially called the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, which was instituted by the Church in the 13th century, beginning with Pope Urban IV, to commemorate the gift of the Eucharist, given to us at the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." We Catholics believe that there is a change in substance in the elements of bread and wine, that they actually become the body and blood of Christ. That's important information for how we approach this week's episode of Who is the Man of the Shroud, where we will address the correlation between the blood found on the Shroud of Turin and documented Vatican-approved Eucharistic miracles in the world. I'm Father Peter Mangum from the Cathedral of St. John Berchmans, and as a priest of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church founded by Christ, I can say that this topic is one quite close to my heart. Eucharistic miracles are not rare events. The Church has documented and approved numerous such miracles across the centuries. Relating them to the cloth we know as the Shroud of Turin is not only possible, but absolutely fascinating. In his 2003 encyclical Ecclesia de Eucharistia, Pope St. John Paul II said that, quote, "Truly the Eucharist is a mysterium fidei, a mystery which surpasses our understanding. Do not see, St. Cyril of Jerusalem exhorts, in the bread and wine merely natural elements, because the Lord has expressly said that they are his body and blood," close quotes. What we have on the Shroud of Turin is not just an image of a body, but the cloth is stained with blood. From a previous podcast, remember that the blood type of the man of the shroud is type AB. This is relatively rare and found in less than 10% of the entire world's population. Of course, joining me here to help examine this topic is my co-host, Dr. Cheryl White from LSU Shreveport, a fellow member of the American Confraternity of the Holy Shroud.
Yes, well, from the standpoint of history, again, the record of the Church regarding Eucharistic miracles is well documented, revealing over 150 such events. That number is probably not all-inclusive, for we know that in early church history, miracles were often approved at the level of the local bishop and did not require papal sanction. Of these miracles found in the historical record, however, there are many in which substantial medical and scientific examination has been documented. One of the most compelling is the first one to be fully recorded, and it occurred in the 8th century at Lanciano in Italy, just southeast of Rome. A group of monks of the Order of St. Basil established a monastery there under the patronage of St. Longinus, the name traditionally given to the Roman centurion who pierced Jesus' side while he hung on the cross and exclaimed, according to the Gospel of St. John, quote, "Truly this man was the Son of God." Now, to be clear, history does not record the name of the monk who was celebrating Mass at the time the miraculous event was reported to have occurred. But what does appear in the record is this, that the words of consecration, this monk noted that the host had changed its appearance into human flesh, and the wine had coagulated as human blood. Those elements are still preserved today in the Church of San Francesco in Lanciano and were actually subjected to some scientific examination in the late 20th century.
Dr. Edward Linoli, an Italian professor of anatomy and pathology, tested these specimens in 1971 and published his findings, which were later verified by at least one other independent scientist. The host was found to be actual human flesh, cardiac tissue to be exact, as from a heart, a human heart. Furthermore, the testing found no evidence of preservatives of any kind. The blood type associated with the miracle of Lanciano? Type AB, the same type of blood that stains the Shroud of Turin. Fast forward over 1,200 years to 1996, Buenos Aires, Argentina, where the local archbishop investigating the claim of a Eucharistic miracle there was none other than Jorge Bergoglio, today Pope Francis. In this case, a consecrated host was found on the floor of the local church and placed into water to dissolve. After several days, the host had not dissolved, but in fact had taken on the appearance of human flesh. In 1999, the Eucharistic specimen was tested, and scientists concluded that the host was also myocardial tissue from a human heart. And that blood type? Well, you guessed it, AB. And that's not all. A similar miracle that occurred in Poland, where a consecrated host reportedly took on the appearance of human flesh and yet again tested pathologically to be human heart tissue with a blood type of AB. That miracle was recently approved just 2 years ago in 2016. These documented miracles, substantiated by scientific testing, provide an even deeper and more profound dimension to the study of the shroud itself. The body of the man of the shroud was beaten, capped with thorns, pierced in the side, and crucified. He bled profusely and left forensic evidence on the cloth, evidence that matches miracles of the Eucharist throughout the ages. 2 months ago, in podcast 13, we examined the theme of the sudarium, the sweat cloth, the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place, as we hear in John 20. No doubt you recall the blood type, AB.
The more we know about the Shroud of Turin, the more we realize we don't yet know. And all of this falls within the realm of deep mystery, perhaps beyond the reach of full understanding on the part of any academic discipline. In this regard, the field of history is limited to the documented historical record, the reports of witnesses, the conclusions of scientists. Yet the answers that are produced seemingly lie beyond the natural world, challenging our ability to know. One thing is for certain, the Shroud remains a great mystery of history. Please come back next week and join us as we examine a topic that is somewhat related to this one. What about the wound in the side of the man of the shroud? What does forensic analysis tell us about the fluid that flowed from that wound? Until then, please rate our podcast if you're listening on iTunes. Remember that this series is also available directly through the website of the Cathedral of St. John Berkman, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
In just 2 days' time, the Church celebrates the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we are getting ready for 5 weeks of Gospel readings from John chapter 6. But the reading that we have this upcoming weekend, the second reading, is from the second chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and it begins this way. Brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near. How? By the blood of Christ. He broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. Well, that's the power of Christ's blood. I conclude this with part of the prayer over the offerings from the votive mass entitled, The Most Precious Blood of Our Lord Jesus Christ. May we draw near in these mysteries to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and celebrate anew the sprinkling of his blood in which lies all our salvation. Until next week, thank you for joining us for Who is the Man of the Shroud?